South Africa's future lies in the hands of the youth, but their future lies in yours. The EOH 702 Job Creation Challenge.
You're going to be hearing a lot about this in the next couple of weeks, the Job Creation Challenge that we launched a couple of weeks ago. And you might have just listened to the conversations over the last week and thought, yeah, why should we bother? Why should we actually create the jobs? Why not just all pack it up and run away? Well, that's not what we're in the business of doing, is it, Brian Gubbins? Brian Gubbins is the Group Business Development Director at EOH, because at the breakfast that we held, what was it, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, we managed to get a whole lot of people on board to say, we need to create new opportunities in this economy for more people. Have you had a good response?
Yeah, Bruce, hello, and hi to your listeners. We've had an amazing response. It's been really, really great. Maybe, Bruce, just as a preamble, I mean, the EOH Job Creation Initiative started about 4 years ago, and it based itself on the premise that South Africa is not short of jobs, it's short of skills. We have got a massive problem with over 1 million youth unemployed. Some have got a matric, some have got a university education, and some have got both, clearly. And that means the education isn't equal to skill, and that's true in every country. But education and work experience equals a skill, and that's what we're trying to do. The statistics show us that a kid with a year's work experience got an 80% probability of remaining in the formal workplace for life. That was backed up by the IMF, who said that work experience and not education is the primary factor in youth being employed in South Africa. And the IMF further said, should the government implement a hefty work experience wage subsidy, it would go a long way to solving the unemployment problem.
Now, Brian, we're a little pressed for time, but I mean, there is the problem. But the point is, there is the money, and it sits within government. It is available. You guys have found a way of tapping perfectly legally into that money. You created a system and a process which allows people, if they need interns or if they simply want to help out, to access that money so they can create internships for a period of a year, not worry about whether or not the person will move on at the end of the year if they don't get on, if they're stuck with labour laws and all of that sort of stuff. You figured it all out.
Yeah, we have. And there's been about 10,000 people who wouldn't otherwise have jobs that have, because of these learnings. And really, when 702 approached us to form the 702 and EOH Job Creation Challenge, it's really about sharing those learnings. You asked if it had been successful. I mean, the first day, we found learnerships for over 1,000 kids.
Oh.
Now, I've been in quite a few workshops since then. The workshop just on Friday, there were 70 CEOs of small businesses who committed to well over 1,000 jobs for kids again. And then again on Friday, I attended a workshop with companies who provide services in the placement of learnerships. Now, there were 35 companies, and they implement these learnerships themselves. And they came to understand the EOH learnings and have gone to implement it themselves and under their own brands. And that's what we want. We don't want EOH to own it or 702 to own it.
No.
We want the initiative to get a life of its own, way beyond what we're trying to achieve.
Brian Gubbins, we must leave it there, the Group Business Development Director at EOH. It is important. Thank you, Brian Gubbins, so much. If you are a chief executive, and this needs to be led by you as the chief executive, the managing director, the boss, whatever you call yourself in your business, small, medium size, or huge, we really want you to get involved in this initiative, and you can find out all about it on 702.co.za. If you're in Cape Town, it's the same address, 702.co.za. And we will put you in touch with the EOH team, and they're dedicated to helping you get everything started. This is an initiative. It's not about providing young people with employment. It's about giving them work experience to make them employable. You might even want to hire them, and that's brilliant if it works out that way. EOH's experience has shown they've taken people on internships and have hired a whole bunch of them. Now, a young person with 1 year's worth of experience has got an 80% chance of being employed. Keep listening to 702 and, of course, to Cape Talk to keep hearing more from chief executives who are ready to accept the EOH 702 Youth Job Creation Challenge.